about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have
it.
Any idea why
we're
doing
so smart
most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. You hit the age of 45, you've been asleep for 15 years. I'm Art Markman.
And I'm Bob Duke.
And we're Two Guys on Your Head.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Today, sleep. Why what's happening when we're catching some Z's is a whole lot more than rest.
While your body may be dormant while you're asleep, your brain is incredibly active.
And what's becoming more and more clear is how much sleep has to do with the formation of memories and the stabilization of memories. And a number of people in the late 90s and early 2000s demonstrated that if you teach people a particular skill, and the first kinds of tasks that were used with this are sequences of finger tapping. Learn some kind of five-element sequence where you tap your fingers in a certain order. And what was demonstrated at that time was that, obviously, as you would expect, people improve while they practice. But what was relatively new and remarkable at the time is that after people had a night of sleep, they would actually be able to perform the task better than they could when they stopped practicing. And this is another piece of evidence about the fact that the stabilization of memories and the consolidation of memories happens both while you're awake and while you're asleep. And sometimes that consolidation while you're asleep actually leads to enhancement of the memories. So you actually remember better, and in terms of a skill, you can actually do the skill better as a result of having slept. This has implication, of course, when people think about studying and staying up late and pulling all-nighters, like, well, I'm spending more time at this. How can it not be good for me? Well, it's not good because the piece of the puzzle that you're missing is all of the memory consolidation that's going to take place while you sleep. And if you're not sleeping, then that doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. So sleep is pretty smart.
Sleep is way smart. Yeah. Sleep is, like, way smart. And, you know, one of the things that I think is present in American culture, that, boy, if you're really a motivated person and you're ambitious, you just push through, man. I mean, in fact, a colleague of mine out in California said to me the other day, because he looked just haggard one morning, and I said, you okay? He said, yeah, I only slept about 3 hours last night. I said, man, what, you got to get some sleep. He said, sleep's overrated. I said, no, it's not.
Sorry. Guess again.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it's not only not overrated, it's essential.
Yeah, no, that's right, Bob. I mean, people say all the time, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. But actually, I mean, there is this belief that somehow we're getting more stuff done if we could just stay awake. And you're not. And you're not on several dimensions.
Yeah.
So lack of sleep affects your ability to pay attention to things. It actually influences, there are structures in your brain called the hippocampus, which are crucial for laying down new memories. Those, if you've seen the movie Memento, that guy had damage to the hippocampus.
I love that movie.
Yeah. So because he had damage to the hippocampus, he couldn't learn anything new. Well, you're damaging the hippocampus temporarily by not sleeping.
Yeah.
And in fact, you might think, well, piece of cake, I'm just going to drink some coffee or Red Bull, right? Well, that'll make you feel more alert, but it doesn't actually influence the working of the hippocampus. So all that caffeine doesn't actually repair the temporary damage you're doing by not sleeping. So you're still not going to remember anything.
Most people have this experience, and yet the experience doesn't teach us that this isn't working.
Because our memories are being impaired by the lack of sleep.
Exactly. And, you know, our brains are very busy when we're not. In fact, I should cross-stitch that on a pillow, I think. But when you get to where you really understand what that means, you now realize that rest and time when you're sleeping and time when you're sort of relaxing and doing something that doesn't require a lot of high-intensity thinking is actually contributing to what you know and what you're going to remember. But you know, there's a thing about mood regulation that sleep does as well. You know, if you imagine, you know, the cycle of depression in human behavior, you know, what happens in that circumstance is you have a misperception of the quality of your life, right? Things look much worse than they do. And if you're not sleeping, which is a characteristic of depression often, you're much more likely to remember the events from the day before that were negative and now further feed into that same misperception of what your life experience is like.
Yeah. Well, and because there's another piece to this too, which I love, which is, you know, we always say time heals all wounds. But actually, it may be that sleep is the thing that heals all wounds.
Yeah, what a great point.
Because there's another thing that happens with sleep, and if you look at some of the studies on this, that whenever you have an emotional event, the emotion is attached to the event. And so this is a memory issue,
yeah, right?
Because somebody teased you as a kid and you have an emotional experience with that. Or, you know, it could be the emotion that comes from, you know, you fell down and you hurt your leg,
yeah,
which is also painful. Well, how do you split the pain off from the memory? Because at some point you want to be able to think about your childhood without getting actively angry again.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want to be able to think about an accident that you had without re-experiencing the pain. And what seems to happen is that part of what sleep is doing is consolidating the memory for the event that happened to you while separating off the emotional experience from that, so that the memory is less painful over time as a result of these processes that go on during sleep, which means if you don't sleep, you're not getting this benefit of being able to think about potentially traumatic things that happened to you in your past without re-experiencing that trauma.
So I think from this, now we have sleep heals all wounds. So we have two things to cross-stitch on pillows now. So
that's right.
That's right. Those of you who are listening, so, if you want to do that, that would be a
little cross-stitching idea. Party.
Exactly.
Two guys on your head cross-stitching
party. Cross-stitching. Yeah, I think we should do that.
Next week with Two Guys on Your Head, it's emotions and decision-making with doctors Art Markman and Bob Duke. In the meantime, you can listen back to this and other episodes of Two Guys, find videos with Art and Bob, and more information on any of the topics we've discussed in the storyboard section of KUT.org. We'd love to know what you think about the show and find out what you're curious about. Email us at twoguys@kut.org. Two Guys on Your Head is a production of KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. For KUT, I'm Rebecca McEnroy.